Hello everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Sam, and today we're going to be looking at a video, or a challenge from a video called Cosmic Sexy Time, Eggs, Seeds, and Water, Crash Course Mythology Number 3. And this is kind of a strange title, and it's also kind of a strange video, but if you've seen this Crash Course series before, they're quite good. They're done quite well, and I think they serve their name quite well as well. And if for those who don't know, a crash course is essentially a short course to learn a lot of stuff as quickly as possible. For example, people will do a crash course like on a weekend, and they'll squeeze in a lot of information in just 2 or 3 days. It's that kind of thing. So for these videos, this series, this crash course, essentially they do a good job of giving you lots of information in a very short amount of time. And this video is no exception. So if you're interested in creation theories, this talks a little bit about that. And creation theories, by the way, are theories about how our world came to be. And of course, this relates to religion and culture and history and sociology and everything. But different cultures and different religions and different groups of people around the world have different creation theories. And anyway, this talks a little bit about those. This is a part in one of those, and it's a series about creation theories, I should say. Anyway, without any further ado, let's get on to our challenge. With a great chisel and a huge mallet, he carved out the mountains, valleys, rivers, and oceans. Very short. This one, I think, is even shorter and maybe even more simple than the one we had yesterday. But people seem to like the one yesterday, so I'm going to keep it a little bit simple. Also, I just kind of like this sentence, kind of simple, and I also just like Crash Course. Anyway, I want to take this opportunity to talk a little bit about these different words and some similar words that I think are often confused because they're kind of in a similar category of things. So I'll go through the vocabulary one by one. So the first one, we've got mountain and hill. Mountain and hill. And of course, a mountain in Chinese is just shen. Right, so that's, you know, like ashen, ha ha ha. So that's not anything surprising. So, you know, a mountain could be in you know, like in the Himalayas, or a mountain, there's mountains in Europe, like in these, like the Swiss Alps. There's also lots of mountains in Canada, or like Yushan, or, you know, all those are mountains, you know, big, tall, pointy things. And then a hill is kind of like a small mountain. I think often in Chinese it's either xiao shen or qiu or something like that. So that's a hill, usually kind of more round on the top and not as tall and not as steep on the sides. So kind of like a little mini mountain. And next we have valley and canyon. Valley and canyon. And these, I think, if you ask native speakers about a lot of these, I think most people will kind of just go based on their feelings. Most people kind of say, yeah, I kind of think this one kind of seems like it's more like this, or that one kind of seems like it's more like that. So a valley is kind of just like a big, open, deep area that is surrounded by mountains, or like, you know, things taller than that area. It's kind of like, you know, the spaces between mountains. Or, you know, maybe it's a big area that was dug out from, maybe there was a river there for a long time. You know, I'm talking thousands or millions of years or something like that. So that's a valley. And then a canyon is kind of like a valley, but even bigger. A valley, I think, is more of a category term, whereas a canyon is, a type of valley that is even, yeah, like I said, bigger, longer, wider, steeper on the sides, deeper, right? A canyon sounds quite grand, sounds quite, has this sort of great, majestic, ginormous feeling to it. Kind of like, I'm sure you guys have all heard of in the United States, there's the Grand Canyon. And the Grand Canyon, of course, attracts tourists from around the world, because it's huge and beautiful. Yeah, so that's a canyon. And of course, they call that the Grand Canyon. Next we have river, stream, and creek. And why did I put these together? Well, because they're all kind of little flowing bodies of water. Oh, by the way, a body of water, that's the term we use, a body of water. So a body of water could be an ocean, it could be a lake, it could be a river. It's all these are bodies of water. Yeah, kind of a weird word. I don't know why we use the word body, actually. But in any case, the reason I've grouped these three words is because they are all moving bodies of water. They're all flowing bodies of water. And I think the best way to describe them and to talk about the difference... So I'll first go through them one by one and I'll explain the differences. So first we have river, which in Chinese would be either jiang or he. And, or jiang he or he jiang or something like that. And, and rivers, I think, I guess the biggest difference is that they're very big. Like a river is something you couldn't just like step over a river. A river is something, you know, you'd have to swim across it. There's boats that go down rivers and stuff like that. So a river has to be, I think, a reasonable size in order to be considered a river. You know, in both width of the river, so it has to be a very wide river, and also has to have like lots of water flowing. And then for the words stream or creek, they're both much smaller, and I think both stream and creek can be used interchangeably in most cases. They both refer to like a small river, basically. But they both have the feeling of it being much smaller, like significantly smaller than a river. I would say for both a stream and a creek, maybe not for all of them. Of course, these definitions, also in many cases, these definitions are not very clearly defined. Like it's not like, you know, once it's wider than 2 meters, it becomes a creek, and then a creek becomes a river. It's not like that. It's all kind of very approximate differences. But I would say for both a stream and a creek, you can probably jump across. They're both quite small. So if you're ever talking about like a big moving body of water, that's a river. And for anything small, there's a stream or a creek. And there's also other terms, but I'm not going to get into too many of them. There's also like a brook or a canal, but those are other things. This should do for now. If you're curious, you can look up the words brook and canal. And finally, we have ocean and sea. Ocean and sea. And actually, this is one thing that I found interesting in Chinese, is that they are both the same word. They're both hai in Chinese. But the main difference is, of course, an ocean is, for one, it's much bigger. But the oceans are also all like defined, right? So you have the Atlantic Ocean, you have the Pacific Ocean, the Indian Ocean, the Arctic Ocean, and I think the South Atlantic Ocean, something like that. So like those are the oceans. And of course, the seas also have names. But seas are, for one, they're much smaller. And they also are usually areas where the sea, or I should say, where the ocean meets land. And of course, that doesn't mean that wherever the ocean meets land, that there is a sea. Of course, there are many instances where you can go straight from the land to the ocean. But in most cases, you know, you don't find a sea right in the middle of the ocean. Seas tend to be around in the areas where there's land, and it kind of often connects the ocean to land or something like that. Anyway, I think most people just think of seas as being smaller than oceans, so it's okay if you think of them that way as well. Anyway, that is all we have today for vocabulary. I thought I would take this little opportunity to talk about this little mini theme, talking about, I guess, different parts of our Earth, different bodies of water and hills and all that stuff, hills and valleys and canyons. So anyway, I hope you all enjoyed. Actually, the words I picked were not really that related to this video today, but if you haven't watched any of Crash Course videos before, I highly recommend you do so. And we have quite a few of them on VoiceTube, so if you want to check them out there, feel free, of course. And that is all we have for today. I'm going to read our challenge again, and we'll wrap it up. Also, I saw everyone panicking because I said, I'm going to read our challenge one last time, and everyone freaked out because they thought I was leaving. Don't worry, I am here, guys. Fear not. I am here. I am your host, Sam Ashan. Anyway, I'm going to read our challenge one more time. Here we go. With a great chisel and a huge mallet, He carved out the mountains, valleys, rivers, and oceans. That is all we have for today. Also, I apologize for having all of that echo and reverb on the recording yesterday. I think I tried to add a little bit, and I didn't realize that I put too much. So sorry about that. I hope today's is a little bit better. That is all. Thank you so much for listening. As usual, I'm looking forward to reading your comments, listening to your recordings, and that is all. Thank you one final time for listening, and I'll see you all the next one. Bye.